This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, question number one. The Cubs lost to the Pirates 4-3 on Wednesday. Should this have been a series sweep for Chicago?
No. I mean, you would hope it would be a series sweep, but you can't say it should have been a series sweep. Not when you have Paul Skeens on the mound today. But first of all, it's hard to sweep a team no matter how bad they are because mistakes happen, as we saw happen last night. So, no, I don't think... You should expect a sweep of the Pirates, even though they are a bad baseball team. You should expect a series win. They should take 2 out of 3, and that puts the onus today on beating Paul Skeens.
I mean, I think the problem is you're hoping for the sweep today. You want a Matt Boyd start to result in a win. Again, I think that events that happen during a game like that, you're not going to get your most accurate representation of anybody after that. That's just the case. But at the same time, if you're looking at it from just the baseball side of it, you're expecting the Cubs to try to go for the sweep today. That's what should be happening against an opponent like this. And I say this knowing that they're non-automatic wins necessarily. No win is automatic, but just their performance against the Pirates the last 2 years,
especially on the road,
has hurt them when it comes. Yeah, has hurt them when it comes to trying to get into the playoffs or trying to win the division. And that's something that good teams do. Good teams beat the bad teams in their division. The NL East expects what they want against the Marlins to happen, whether you're the Mets, Phillies, Braves, or even the Nationals at this point, theoretically. And again, you know, in the NL West, what do you think teams are doing when they see the Rockies?
They beat them down. They beat them to a pulp. They beat them so bad they're in danger of having the worst start in National League history and barely getting out of that by this skin of their chinny chin chin. Is that the
Rockets expression? Are Rockets. You can tell I have NBA on the brain.
The Rockets got a win last night.
They did indeed. The Rockies are 5-25 on the season. That's two wins worse than the White Sox. That says a lot.
They're bad.
Five on it. Yesterday we had another big error at the hot corner, this time by John Birdie. How do you want to see the playing time divvied up at third base for the Chicago Cubs?
Defense comes first, Layla. Defense comes first. So Nicky Lopez is in the starting lineup today. I want to see the best defender out there regardless. You're already not getting any offense from the position, so I don't even care about that right now. Just give me a sure-handed third baseman. I think Nicky Lopez has proven over his career, while the bat's been a little bit light, he can field the ball. And you're costing your team games, multiple games, by the way, over the course of the season already at third base with below average defense. So that's something that's got to be addressed. I think Nicky Lopez might be the best way to do that.
This segment is sponsored by Webb Hyundai in Highland and Merrillville, Indiana. And I said in our pre-show meeting, if you had told me last year at this time that the Cubs would be getting help from Nicky Lopez and Chris Flexen, I would have looked at you like you had 3 heads. But that is in case what is happening. We know it's a long season. We know that you're going to have to rely on a lot of people. But either way, third base has been an issue for this team. Going back to Nick Madrigal, think about all the trades that they've had. Christopher Morel, for example. Jamer Candelario didn't pan out the way they wanted. Isaac Paredes is now a member of the Astros. You know, you go through all of this to say production out of that hot corner, either in consistency, which I think does factor into some of the defensive errors we've seen. When you consider percentage already this season. And then also the offensive production you expect out of your infield now in baseball in 2025, that this is a concern for the team.
it's the concern for the team. You can argue this or bullpen.
I'd say bullpen is a bigger concern.
I would say third base, though, from a positional. It's one thing to not get production offensively. It's another thing to be a ragtag, you know, hunk of Swiss cheese because there's so many holes, it seems like, whenever a ball's hit that way. So I think third base is the biggest thing that they need to address. The reliever situation, they can cycle through guys. I don't think you can just cycle through guys at third base.
Well, they have been, unfortunately, and that's why we're here. Now, I like Nicky Lopez. I'm glad that he was able to stay local. The meatball in me is very happy about all of that. But it's just not the ideal situation for a team where you would argue the window for them right now is as long as the window of having Kyle Tucker. So that's an issue in a way. And if we're talking about another trade for another third baseman,
then it's something we should be used to. But I'm waiting for Matt Shaw to get called up.
We all are, but unfortunately, that was your original plan when you decided you didn't want Alex Bregman or didn't want to outspend the Tigers or the Red Sox. And that's where we are.
Not even top two.
Five on it. How did the Cubs beat Pirates ace Paul Skeens today?
My first answer, Layla, is this. They should just hope he has a bad day. Sometimes pitchers have a bad day. They should hope for a Paul Skeens bad day. Because when Paul Skeens has a good day, whew, you need a great starting pitching performance from your starter. And on top of that, you got to find a way to manufacture some runs. And, Nicky Lopez might be sacrificing people over today. I don't know what the plan is, but have good at bats. I would say take a lot of pitches, but Paul Skeens throws a lot of strikes. And then you find yourself down 0-2, 1-2. You just got to be resilient.
I think you have to be the St. Louis Cardinals because that's the only team that's really racked up any sort of earned runs on him. You know, he had six innings on the 8th of April and gave up five earned runs in that game. His ERA is for him really high at 2.23.
That's the scary part, right? What's that whip looking like?
2.39 for the season. Yeah, exactly. But when it comes to the teams that have tagged him for at least an earned run, you know, it was five against the Cardinals on the 14th in his next start. He gave up one earned run. And then on Saturday the 19th against the Guardians, he gave up two. So that's what you're looking at here. He gave up only eight earned runs total in his starts the entire month of April. You're hoping that somehow you get a couple off of him today for sure. But then that also means that you got to hope that your starting pitching and your bullpen holds.
Last time I checked, Colin Ray's ERA was under one. So, yeah, match up.
We'll take that. But work the count, obviously. Make him work a little bit. This is a Cubs team that we know can walk. Once you are on base, go ahead and try to steal. And be judicious, though. Make sure, of course, that your first and your last outs are not at third base.
Yesterday, Craig Counsell joined Spiegel and Holmes to discuss the Red Hot Cubs, but during the interview, we learned a little more about Craig off the field as a youth sports dad.
I was working on berating umpires at youth league games because I thought that would prepare me for this job. And, yeah, I think it prepared me well. Yeah, so a lot of youth umpires in the Milwaukee area, not a big fan of me.
Obviously, Craig was joking there, but the question is, is Craig Counsell secretly hilarious?
First of all, I don't even think it's secretly. I am actually pretty angry about this because I think that in an effort to be professional and consistent for his team and be a good leader, that we are not getting all of the humor of Craig Counsell. And it makes me sad. I feel deprived.
Wait, you want him to be more openly funny? Is that what you're saying?
I think he does it because he knows it's the right thing to do for the job, but it makes me really sad because I think he's really funny and he just holds back.
No, I think he is authentically a funny guy, but he picks his spots. And I like the platform of Spiegel and Holmes. They do a great job of letting him just be himself.
Craig Counsell is a dry martini. Did you hear him messing with Matt Spiegel about missing a couple of shows? Listen to this.
Craig Counsell, the manager of the Cubs, is with us here. It's a Spiegel and Holmes show on The Score. I've missed the last couple times, I think, with Craig.
Yep.
Right? So
you've been busy?
I mean, I think I had some family stuff. Is that all right? Or should I?
Yeah.
Wow. No, like how you tried to make Craig feel guilty on that.
Well, yeah, I know. I did. I felt you did right away.
Well, I mean, I felt like you were coming after me a little bit with the busyness thing.
My goodness.
I mean, I was. Yeah, I have a life. I have a life, Craig, if that's all right. And I mean, jeez. So do you, don't you?
Oh, the passive aggressive out of the both of them was just fantastic.
It was an equal, nice seesaw back and forth of, I'm going to be passive aggressive. That's the way you're going to do me. And back and forth. And Craig Counsell just let it sit. I like that.
I am so in awe of people like that who are so good, where if they add an extra word to their sentence, you're like, oh no. Like, you're immediately put on edge because something is off. Like, oh God.
I do that a lot.
Like, he said my name in the sentence and then looked at me with a pause because he doesn't speak a lot of words. I am in trouble. So I love that. I just, I feel deprived because I think Craig Counsell is secretly hilarious.
I think there's no secret. I think everyone knows he is hilarious, especially if you're a listener to Spiegel and Holmes, where he frequently appears. He is a funny guy, a genuinely funny guy.
I need him to let it rip. Like,
this is his style, though.
No, I don't. I think he can be even more sarcastic and even more, like, sly.
I mean, he gives us pretty heavy, consistent dose of sarcasm.
He's good, man. He's good on the pauses. I'm into the Craig Counsell.
The comedic timing is there. The chops are there.
Yeah.
That's a good take.
After eliminating the Lakers from the playoffs, Timberwolves star Anthony Edwards took a victory lap around Crypto.com Arena in LA. This is how Edwards responded when a fan asked about his favorite movie.
What'd they say?
Lakers in five. And then look, when we was up 3-1, they said Lakers in seven.
And they said,
go to hell today. Hey, the good guy gonna die in this movie. Hey, the good guy gonna die in this movie. Hey, Morris Chestnut died in this movie.
Hey, you mentioned Morris Chestnut. Is that your favorite movie, Boys in the Hood?
Nah, that ain't my favorite movie. My favorite movie, Matilda.
Matilda?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check that out. I've never seen it.
Are you tripping?
Yeah.
That is an amazing answer by Anthony Edwards, and he's correct. If you haven't seen Matilda, you're tripping. Leads me to ask you two, what's your favorite movie
and why?
You don't
want to know the answer to this question. You don't want to.
Now I really do.
Guilty pleasure of mine. People they don't know it. They'll sleep on it. My favorite movie is not a high quality film by many people's estimation, but give me Major Pain with Damon Wayans.
Major Pain.
give me Major Pain with Damon Wayans and in her prime, Karen Parsons, and we are cooking with fish grease.
I love that. Okay, let me think about this. I don't know that I have a one.
Which is fine.
For a long time, like...
You have favorite movie by committee?
Yeah, unfortunately, for a long time, on the drama side, it was Million Dollar Baby. I thought that was, like, such a brilliant movie at the time.
It's kind of a sad movie, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And I'm also the weirdo who really appreciates movies like There Will Be Blood and Parasite.
Oh, that There Will Be Blood was my number two. That is such an amazing movie.
It just leaves you so empty inside.
Parasite for me.
You guys love to be traumatized by your movies.
Drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Like, you really just... Like, I have had, like, intense hour-long conversations with people about that movie. And then on the comedy side, I'm such a dork. I think original Anchorman is one of the best. Old School is up there for me. I even watched The Other Guys because it was on TV the other day. Like, I hadn't seen it 7 times.
Aim for the bushes.
And every time I laugh.
See, that's a strong platoon, much stronger than the Cubs' third base platoon.
The Other Guys.
How would Major Payne?
The Other Guys is right there with me. It's on that same tier with Major Payne because The Other Guys is, if you haven't seen it, I just, woo!
The line that sent me this past time was when he asked Mark Wahlberg, "You learned how to dance like that ironically?" And then if you'll notice, I brought up Ian Happ and PCA and Nico doing things ironically.
Ah, the little engine that could. Ah, little nubs. Listen, go see Major Payne.
I don't think you can go see it. I think you just have to see it at home.
Go to somebody's house and see it.
The movie club is building. Dude, Ann Edwards, I love you. You don't want to be the face of the league, but then you're so entertaining. Like, you just have to lean in. We have more coming up here on the Midday Show. Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris.